Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hello, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
No,
with
no, you
me,
can do
Reese
that.
And Jesse.
You can do that better than
he's
that.
A man with long hair, and he is my friend.
Can you do that? But sing it like, rap it. I know you're incapable. Yeah, okay.
No.
Can you say it more enthusiastic?
No.
Okay. Can you say it less enthusiastic?
Probably.
Let's try that.
Hello. It's Reese and with Jesse. Welcome to our show. He's my friend. How's that?
That's good.
I want to get into the content on this one.
Just right away.
I want to get into it because this topic has been very prominent in people's lives and on the news, and we haven't addressed it at all.
We should welcome people to the show first.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
I sang it. I did it already.
Did you sing it?
Yeah.
You just said welcome to the show. Oh, maybe you did.
I need to be serious for a moment. So this issue is...
This issue is all about ASMR.
There we go. You're going to feel bad when I start talking about the topic after your ASMR.
Oh, God. Well, I had to get it out before. But this is going to be a depressing fucking episode.
No, it's not.
You lie, how much you love them.
It's
on our comedy show.
So we haven't talked about or addressed the undocumented and marked graves that were found in residential schools. Everyone in their right mind has been thinking about it and reflecting on it. I don't think it's our place to tell that story because it's an emergent story. And there are people in that community and who've had those experiences who can better tell it. And we're a comedy show.
Right.
And I don't want us to, I know you don't, but to navigate in a lighthearted way around a topic that is not lighthearted in any way.
Right. No, that wouldn't feel ingenuous. Ingenuous?
But
feel disingenuous?
I mean, the one thing we can do, and the one thing we can do in our style, is make fun of the...
I like making fun of things.
The idiots who try and deny all of that stuff happened. I think that's pretty fair.
I'm down.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'll start at the top. So if first of all as well, if you don't believe that what's happened is awful, then you should probably turn this off because you won't enjoy us making fun of the people you probably agree with. So, in that sense. Anyway, so I'm going to start with this guy. He's a priest.
Oh, God.
His name's Real Forrest.
Real Forrest.
I'm pronouncing it wrong. I think it's an Irish name. R-H-E-A-L. Real. Reverend Real Forrest of the St. Emile Catholic Church.
Sounds like a rapper's name. Real Forrest.
Real Forrest. Real Forrest Gump. Catholic Church in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And this is an article from the Washington Post. His sermon made the Washington Post. So, Canadian priest accuses Indigenous victims of fabricating school abuse. Kind of hard if you're poor not to lie. That was his
if
quote.
What?
It's kind of hard not to. It's kind of hard if you're poor not to lie.
It's kind of hard if you're poor.
So he used
not
the
to lie.
So he used yeah.
What does that even mean?
If you're
poor, you have to lie.
Yeah, apparently.
Or you're going to lie. It's
somehow
inevitable?
Income is some kind of somehow an indicator of honesty.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I know plenty of rich people who lie. To themselves,
most
mainly.
Most of them, yeah.
he said, fake news.
Money solves my problems.
Basically called the psychological, physical, and sexual abuse fake news, which is a anyone who uses that phrase. So he's already, you know, he's a wrong'un. So
a wrong'un?
Yeah. So he asserted that Indigenous children enjoyed being at residential schools and survivors of abuse lied to get settlement money from the Canadian government of $3 billion across 27,000 victims.
Jesus Christ.
They wanted extra money for that money, from that money that was given to them. They had to lie sometimes, lie that they were abused. And oop, another 50,000, Forrest said during a video recording.
Did he actually say it like that?
That's how it reads. That's what he said during a video recorded sermon that was removed from Facebook. What a lovely priest.
Why was it so? Hold on, did Facebook remove it?
I think either he did or Facebook. I don't think he gives a shit, though, by the sense of it. I imagine it was taken down. But anyway, yeah, it was leaked to other people. So basically this, yeah, he thinks that it's all made up because, and I guess he's trying to defend the Catholic Church, which is a very hard position to maintain.
Yeah, you mean, like, honest God. They don't have a stellar reputation, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they did invent a bulletproof car.
What? Oh, the Pope Mobile.
The Pope tank.
Is it a tank? Does it have like a gun at the front?
You know.
Like a swivel gun? To take out atheists?
Pope tank.
That'd be amazing.
the Pope tank. So we've talked about Conservative Senator Lynn Bayak before. She's retired now. This is from April 2017. This was in the Globe and Mail.
Who was she again?
She was a senator, a conservative senator.
When did we talk about her?
I can't remember what it was, but I said we'd do an episode on it because she's a bit of a character.
You said we would, but we never did.
We will at some point.
We will at some point. She's referenced her as a character we've already talked about.
In an episode.
Where we said that we were going to talk about someone. That was the reference.
And then I forgot. But it doesn't mean we can't do it. So she
what was her name again?
Senator Lynn Bayak.
Senator what?
Lynn Bayak.
Bayak. Senator Lynn Bayak. You remember her, Jesse. I've referenced her before. And by reference, I mean that sometime in the past, I have mentioned that we will talk about her at some point in the future. That was the reference that you're talking about.
Yep. And then we forgot. So it's fine. Say we. Me. It's on me. So she was on the Senate Committee for Aboriginal Peoples, and she got kicked off for what she said. And she claimed it was an attack on free speech. So she said, political correctness is stifling opinion and thoughtful conversation. But it wasn't thoughtful conversation. She was basically just saying that she didn't think that... she didn't think the residential schools were all that bad. That was her position. And she was on that. She was on like a very senior committee.
I mean, the whole idea of these residential schools was to conform, right? Like to yank them away from their families and to conform them to like, it's just horrible in nature. Yeah.
And she also claims the majority of Canadians agree with what I say. I can't prove it, but I know psychically. I added that.
Because oh, it's just, damn it.
She said there's a silent majority of Canadians. And when people say silent majority, what they mean is I have no evidence that everyone agrees with me. I've just convinced myself that I'm right.
I have no evidence, nor can you prove me wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Go prove me wrong. They're silent. They don't want to talk to you. You could try and you would never prove. because they don't want to know. And she said that there were good deeds and other positive elements that emerged from the residential school. So she was kicked off, and she said, too often on a broad range of issues, a vocal minority cries foul and offence whenever a point of view is raised that does not align with their own. And Indigenous Affairs critic Romeo Saganash, who was a residential school survivor, basically said, free speech does not apply to people that celebrate genocide. Which I think is true.
Hmm. The whole free speech thing that like has been going on for a long time, well, pretty much since Trump got into office and then left. I mean, there's a counter argument towards all the free speech yellers out there. Yellers? A free speech yeller? Which is basically like, you know, yes, you can say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean there won't be consequences. That's not what free speech means. It doesn't mean you can say whatever you want without consequences.
You can lose your job.
You can lose friends. You can lose like, family.
Twitter can decide to kick you off.
Totally.
Because they're a private company.
Yeah, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But also as well, like when
that's not free speech. Free speech is like you don't get to go to prison for saying something. That's free speech. But that doesn't mean it's free of consequences.
And also, when your free speech makes other people fearful and feel less free, that's when you're kind of not considering the fact you're talking about your free speech.
Consequences.
What about other people's freedom to not live in fear because someone is saying, I want that group of people dead. I want that group of people to be kicked out of this country. When they say things like that, those people
in
that community
are living
in fear of of those kind of people. So they're not free because they live in fear in their own community. So freedom of speech is so complicated. But when you're
really deep here, Reese.
When your freedom of speech
we're digging down a rabbit hole here.
When your freedom of speech makes other people less free, then your whole love of freedom is completely compromised, I believe.
A little backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. A little backwards.
Just a little bit.
So anyway, Jason Kenney, he doesn't just hate Bigfoot.
Oh, yay, Jason Kenney. That was one of my favorite episodes.
I know.
Ever.
So when a reporter asked Kenney whether Calgary, Alberta, schools named after figures like Johnny McDonald should change their names, Kenney defended McDonald's imperfect legacy. So Johnny McDonald, we've covered in our first ever episode, his drunken adventures.
I think we should continue.
There are more drunk adventures to come, I'm sure, which I forgot about. So he played a part in setting up the residential school that was, the idea was to forcibly assimilate children and First Nations children. So his quote was, and this is Johnny McDonald, not Jason Kenney, Indian children, sorry for using that word, this is a quote from historical person.
You're cancelled.
Yeah, should be withdrawn as much as possible from the parental influence, and the only way that would be put to them in central, the only way to do that would be to put them in central training industrial schools where they will acquire the habits and modes of thought of white men. That
Jesus.
Was Johnny McDonald's
Johnny
plan.
McDonald, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he basically, you know, that was his intention when they set the schools up. So anyone who says it was about education, you go, no, it wasn't about that. The guy who helped set them up said that at the start.
Yeah.
Kenney doesn't care about that. So he pointed out that he introduced a bill to recognize a Sir Johnny McDonald Day. And
Hold on, sorry. Someone asked him if they should remove the name of Sir Johnny McDonald from the schools, and his response was to make a Sir Johnny McDonald Day?
Yeah.
That was his response.
Yeah, that was part of his response.
Fuck you, we're not removing the name of the school. In fact,
there should be a Johnny McDonald Day.
A whole fucking day.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And he said, no McDonald, no Canada. Without him, the country would not exist.
Now, that's true.
An analogy that I would use, though, is that Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, great film. I always bring up Indiana Jones.
I know, it's great.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, they couldn't have made that film without the Nazis being the bad guys. It wouldn't have been as good a film without them. So does that justify the fact that the Nazis should have been allowed to exist and Hitler be in charge and do all the bad stuff they did just so Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade could be a film I could enjoy?
Let me just pause this for a second.
It's a twisted logic.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this correctly. So if I had like a big red button that affected time and space, and you told me, Jesse, if you press that button, Hitler would not have existed, World War II would not have happened, but the antagonist in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade would not be as good as you remember it. would I push that button?
No, but that's my point. Is if you really... Indiana Jones and Last Crusade is a great film.
That is your point.
No, that is the point you're trying to make.
That is
an analogy to Kenny's thought process.
Because
he's saying Canada wouldn't exist without Johnny McDonald. It's like, yeah, lots of things wouldn't have existed without things happening. It's called time. It's called history. Lots of things happen that lead to other things happening. It doesn't, you can't... Do you know what I mean? It's like, yes, Johnny McDonald helped set the country up, but he also carved a big chunk of people's lives up as well in terms of Indigenous people.
I didn't know that about him. I'd like to do another episode on him.
We should do another episode on him, because it is obviously quite a torturous kind of thing for people to go, Johnny McDonald was widely celebrated quite openly, for decades, and now people are going, maybe we should have another look at this. But that's true.
I mean, it's kind of like the, you know, when you find an artist that you really like a filmmaker or a musician, and it turns out that they're a real shithead and have done royally shitty things, can you still enjoy their music? Like, can I be a patriot of Canada knowing Sir Johnny McDonald made Canada happen? Because knowing that he's the shithead that he was at the time. Like,
but I think
and the artist formerly known as Sir Johnny McDonald.
I think reconciliation comes from the fact that you, as a European, someone who's descended from Europeans in Canada, it wasn't your fault that he did that, but not recognizing that those things happened to you.
Like, is just ignoring them.
You can't ignore them. Accepting that it happened and that history was history, but, you know, if everyone acknowledges and agrees on a set of facts and then goes, right, well, how can we improve things moving forward? The problem is these people are basically want to deny it, and they want to cling on to like an outdated notion of history, just because they don't want to accept the fact that in their head everything was perfect. What are you talking about? Hey Jesse, do you know what time it is?
What time is it, Reese?
Ad time.
Yay! No, that's
back after these important things.
Ads.
Hey, Griffin Steve here.
And we want to tell you about our show.
It's called Killed to Death, and every week we solve
a made-up
murder.
It's all improv, with a ton of great comedy guests, like Sean Cullen,
Mark Little,
Sarah Hennessy,
Becky Johnson,
Chris Locke,
a polite no from one of the members of legendary Canadian comedy group Kids in the Hall.
Sometimes you can hear the guys who live above us talking through the ceiling.
Nicole Passmore, and many more.
Check it out on the Sonar Network, where you can find this show, or search Killed to Death wherever you get your podcasts.
Killed to Death. It's usually less than an hour.
We're going back to back. Hello and welcome to the Confederacy of Dunks Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Rivas, and who in the hell are you, sir?
Your producer, Matt Duncan.
We are a fan podcast. We talk about Raptors, NBA, but we're pretty freaking insightful, TBH.
Huge. Yeah.
Even if I don't have access to the bowels of the ACC, I still got a version of the scoop, okay?
A season seat holder's bird's eye.
If you want to listen to this podcast, where are they going to find us?
Oh, you can rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Listen, anywhere you get your podcasts, or you can listen at thesonarnetwork.com.
Johnny McDonald, he could drink everyone under the table. He could run 100 meters in 8 seconds.
Is that true?
No. I'm just saying, you know, people like to make stuff up, you know, it's... People like to kind of like have a role model and then really kind of build it up and you know, they say like never to meet your hero. If Jason Kenney met Johnny McDonald with a time machine, he'd be like, Johnny McDonald would just get smashed the shit out of him because he was drunk in a bar fight.
It'd be kind of like, I don't know, I'd go time traveling and then immediately getting shit faced sounds like a time.
No, what I mean is Johnny McDonald would probably just batter him and just like, vomit all over his face.
Right.
I don't know. But
yeah. Never meet your heroes. Never rewatch The Flight of the Navigator.
No.
That was a mistake. That was one of my favorite childhood movies. And then I watched it as an adult.
And also
my ex And my ex at the time, she wasn't my ex, but we watched it together and I was hyping it up so much. And then we watched it. And by the end, I was apologizing to her because it was so bad.
Flight of the Navigator ruin your relationship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's always good to blame those things.
We broke up immediately afterwards.
I mean, the more shocking thing, though, is Jason Kenney refused to fire a speechwriter who referred to residential schools as a bogus genocide story. So he doesn't mind surrounding himself by people who say terrible things. So, the writing's on the wall there.
Right.
Read between the lines, or you just read the lines.
Just read the lines, yeah.
And even Aaron O'Toole, current leader of the Conservatives, is not immune to this kind of thought as well.
Oh, my God. Well, that's not surprising.
So this is an article that was in a newspaper that I can't remember.
I like Aaron O'Toole. The more I hear about him, the more entertained I become. It's like Canada's clown. Honestly, we all know he's not going to get elected, but we sure like to see him try, honestly.
If he gets elected, I'd like to see him shake hands with Joe Biden with his foot stuck in a bucket. That'd be quite good. Anyway,
right?
Yeah. So Aaron O'Toole walks back claim that residential schools were designed to provide education. So this is a video that was posted to a university conservative club Facebook page. So during lockdown, he was talking to young conservatives. So he's been under pressure to retract his statement about residential schools ever since Press Progress, a publication of the Broadbent Institute and Global News, first reported the contents of a Zoom call O'Toole held with the Toronto University Campus Conservative Club earlier this year. In that call, O'Toole addressed what he described as the woke campaign to rename Ryerson University because of the role of the school's namesake played, the role the school's namesake played in creating the residential school system.
Ryerson.
What did I say?
You said Ryerson.
I said Ryerson. Yeah,
that's a fairly prestigious school. I didn't realize they had. So, what was their connection?
So, this is O'Toole's quote from what he said. When Egerton Ryerson was called in by Hector Levine and people, it was meant to try and provide education. He told students in the call, it became a horrible program that really harmed people, and we have to learn from that, and I wear orange, but we're not helping anyone by misrepresenting the past. So Egerton Ryerson was an educator and Methodist minister who was credited with founding the public education school system in Ontario. He also played a key role in the creation of the residential school system. So basically, he was the architect of the whole thing. And they're saying we should change the university name because he set everything up with McDonald. So he was fighting to basically keep the name, whereas a lot of people, I think they are renaming it.
Are they really?
Yeah. So I think they're renaming it to the Adolf Hitler University. No, the Hermann Göring Institute for Learning.
Who's Hermann Göring?
Hermann Göring.
Hermann Göring Institute for Learning?
Come on down to the Hermann Göring Institute for Learning.
Who's Hermann Göring?
Hermann Göring.
Who's, I don't know.
He was like a senior Nazi. He was a World War I fighter pilot ace who became
a Nazi?
Yeah, he was like, he was their poster boy. He was like a handsome poster boy.
Hermann Göring.
Hermann Göring.
Hermann Göring's Institute for Learning.
Oh God. Anyway, so I think we navigated that topic because it's an important topic and everyone needs to be thinking about it. But by talking about the dickheads who are trying to apologize for that system.
We've done our job.
We'll do what we're good at, making fun of dickheads. So if you're a dickhead, let us know.
Or don't do that. Don't do that.
Call to action, Jesse.
Call to action. So our contest worked out really well, except for how long it took. We had a contest a number of months ago where we asked for people to write the funniest reviews on Apple Podcasts that they could think of. And we got bombarded with fantastic reviews. It was amazing. And instead of sending a t-shirt out to the funniest, we decided to send a t-shirt out to all of them. And it worked out really well, except that it took about 5 months for Reese to send the t-shirts.
I was trying to get quotes on a good deal for t-shirts.
How'd that work out for you?
And then I got busy. Well, yeah. It worked out fine. Everyone had t-shirts. So
that's true. You did send them out.
Yeah. So everyone, if you would like to...
Oh, but here, if you are one of the people who we sent a t-shirt out to. We would love to see you in one of those t-shirts. Please email us at canadianpoliticsisboring@gmail.com with a photo of you in your t-shirt, or just tweet or Instagram us with it. We'd love to see it. I think
Jesse
that'd be amazing.
Keeps them in his collection.
I do, and I look at them every night. No, but I was going to say, we're thinking about...
if you ever need an incentive not to take a photo...
So we're not doing another contest, but we are asking for more reviews. Send us a review of this time for nothing.
If you really enjoyed the spy season, which you put a lot of work into, and we bombarded you with content creators, then give us some nice reviews to say thank you. It's not it's not money, but it'll do.
The funniest reviews we might read on the show,
maybe
I might. Because
we should. Yeah, we tend to read our reviews because we are quite self-indulgent.
If you feel like giving back to us, that's how you can do it. Honestly, no, it helps. It boosts us in the ratings.
It does help us, and it's just nice for us. It's just nice to know that people care and they're listening.
It's nice to know you give a shit.
Yeah. If you give a shit, let us know. And if you're a dickhead, and give us a review.
So we're going to get a lot of reviews. 5 stars. I give a shit.
Well, I've been Reese.
And I have been Jesse.
And this has been Canadian Politics. Well, that was a good sign off.
That was good. It was professional.
Look at that. 118 episodes in, and we did it.
Was it? Because it was 110 last episode.
No, that was 116th posted piece of content. Somewhere like that. Anyway, over 100 episodes in, and we finally got the end of it. So, ear holes, etc.
Oh, I got you to say ear holes.
I did say ear holes, yeah.
Just as the word, but that's fine. I'll take whatever steps I
said that too.
Let's not do that. Okay.
Cool. Well, we're off now.
Okay. Bye, Jason Kenney. We love you.
And Bigfoot. Just forgive Big. I know, Jason, this is for you. I know that you hate Bigfoot because Bigfoot said nasty things about oil. Just give Bigfoot a chance. Forgive him. Just walk into the woods one night, take all your clothes off in the moonlight.
And howl.
And just howl.
And wait for he'll come and find you.
He'll come and find you. Yep. And he'll give you a big Bigfoot hug.
Yep.
You'll make up.
All will be forgiven.
Yeah. And you'll just pet each other for a while, then you just go home, drive home in your truck.
It's getting dirty, Reese.
An erotic novel about Jason Kenney having sexual liaisons with a Bigfoot.
I'm going to go home and write this.
I'm going to run to Tim Hortons and write this on my laptop.
If any one of our listeners are fanfic writers,
yes,
you know what to do.
Bigfoot, Jason Kenney, sex fanfiction.
Oh my God. I would read the fucking
There's a whole genre waiting to be created.
I would narrate that. Honest to God, somebody out there write it, send it to us. I'll narrate it and I'll put it out as a special bonus episode. I will. I swear to God, music and sound effects, everything. Do it.
As Bigfoot carried Jason like a baby over the rocks. That's a good start point.
To his love nest.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. So if you're willing to write erotic fiction about Jason Kenney Bigfoot, email it to us, canadianpoliticsisboring.com. Jesse will...
And canadianpoliticsisboring@gmail.com.
It is, yeah. Canadian I forgot about the rest. I gave you a web address for an email. Jesse will narrate it, and I will do all the audio design. And I look forward to doing the Foley sound effects.
My only request is that there be sheep involved, non-sexually, that there be a race car, that there be a lute and a big feast with all of Jason's friends who kind of secretly hate him.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my contribution to the story.
Yes. Okay, cool. Great. So, bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.